Craig Erbic, a third-round pick in 2009, joined the Buffalo Bills after training camp this season. Craig, we appreciate you joining us. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing real well. Want to take you back to your Steelers days before we get into the Bills a little bit. And a lot of expectations coming in, Craig, as a third-round pick. What went right and what went wrong in your Steelers tenure?
You know what? There's, I had a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. My rookie year didn't really go as I planned, and kind of behind the eight ball from there on in. And I thought I did pretty well, in the off season and this whole past training camp and everything. But it just didn't work out, and that's why I got released.
Do you think you got a fair shake?
Oh, it is what it is. It happens all the time. Guys get cut, and guys don't stay around the original team. So it is what it is, and I've moved on from that already.
What did you notice, Craig, about the coaching change here on the offensive line? Ways of teaching, demeanor, things like that, when it went from Larry Zierlein to Sean Coogler?
Oh, Coach Coogler was a great coach. I learned a lot from him, and I don't know how many months I was with him, but I learned a lot from him, and he really taught the fundamentals really well, and I thought I got a lot better from the offseason, January, February, until set training camp, and I thought I improved quite a bit from him.
Craig, whenever a player is going up against their former team, they always talk about how much they want to stick it to them, and in a good way or a bad way, whatever, depending on their experience. How much of that is in your belly right now that you want to stick it to Pittsburgh and show the Steelers what you could have been?
Oh, it's no different than every other week. Every week any opponent is going to get my 100% attention and effort, and it doesn't matter if it's the Steelers or Cincinnati or New England or whoever it is. I'm going to give it my 100% effort, and that's all I can do, really.
You guys are starting to play well, Craig, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is a guy who seems to have really taken a role as a leader and a productive player for you guys. Can you talk about him a little bit, your quarterback, and about how things have begun to change? You guys didn't quit on your season.
Oh, no, not at all. We definitely knew some of those losses that we had in there. We could have easily gone the other way, but we just didn't finish those games. And, our quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's doing really well since he's taken over, and he's a gutsy player. Everyone respects him in the locker room, and I think the thing I know about him is he's out on some plays leading, for the running back. It's kind of rare to see, but he's one of those guys you really, really respect, and he's doing really well so far.
How tempting is it just to kind of pull back, maybe not quit, Craig, but when you got the goose egg and then you finally beat Detroit, but leading up to that, How tempting is it to be, all right, here we go, back to work again, and not quit? Because some people will say that the Cowboys quit a few weeks ago on Wade Phillips, that the Vikings quit on Childress, and that the Bengals quit on Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, there wasn't a person in here that wanted to quit at all. We knew what kind of team we were. We just weren't finishing games, and we played Baltimore, we played New England well, we played Jacksonville. We're up by, against them. We just knew we just had to pull it all together and play a complete game, and we get that W, and obviously it didn't happen until the 10th week pretty much, and we knew we were a better team than that, so it's finally starting to show.
We talked about Fitzpatrick as a leader. Craig, want to take you again back to Pittsburgh. What was your relationship with Ben Roethlisberger? What was the Lions relationship with him? What kind of leader was he when you were here?
Oh, yeah. Ben was a good leader when I was there. Everyone respected him on the O-line, and he fought and wanted to keep him clean. And he's one of those quarterbacks you love playing for because, he's a leader, he's a player, and we definitely respected him a lot.
Hey, Craig, can I take you to college for a second? Whiskey is sitting in an awfully nice chair. It seems like all they need to do is beat Northwestern, and then they are moving on to the Rose Bowl. Does Northwestern even have a shot against your Beedgers?
I don't know. It's a tough game. I don't know if we're playing at Northwestern, but usually in that series it's really weird, but the home team always wins that game for some reason. And so hopefully if we're playing at Wisconsin, they probably have no shot, but if we're at Northwestern, it might be a little tougher game, but I think we'll get the W.
The college game is a big deal around here because you got the backyard brawl on Friday. How much of the college game is still in you? How much attention do you actually still pay to the college game?
I still pay, a lot of attention to it. Whenever we have home games on Saturdays, I usually sit around watching the college game, usually Wisconsin, or a Big Ten game. So it's definitely always fun to sit down and watch a college game.
Craig, great talking to you. Best of luck against the Steelers this weekend. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.